Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and you are listening to the world famous, the universally loved podcast. Hey, I don't think I can say universe, but anyway, did that sound right? The universally loved podcast. Go along with me, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, D-Generation X proudly presents to you the WWE Tag Team Champions of the World. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to another episode of the world-famous, the University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live. It is Thursday. It is March 28th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about making promises to yourself and breaking them. Ladies and gentlemen, I used to be, if there was a jail for this, I would be doing life right now. I'd be locked up and they wouldn't let me out, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, you owe it to yourself. You say you're going to do something. I know. Listen. And before we go down this rabbit hole of us lying to ourselves, I want to tell you up front, I'm gonna tell you this in every episode. So you're gonna do it today, you're gonna do it tomorrow, sometimes you're gonna do it in the future. Go down to the show notes, click on the link, sign up to get emails to become a marketing mover. We are going to have products. We are going to have a couple free things, but not many. We're going to have products. We're going to have affiliate links. We're going to always have a link in every email that I send out to you, in every email that you get. You know, so sign up, become a marketing mover. That is what I'm naming my group. Okay. We are marketing movers. We are going to move the needle when it comes to marketing. We're going to market ourselves in a way that you and I will be relaxing on the beach somewhere, drinking lemonade in the shade while other people are still on the struggle bus, okay? So if you want to get off the struggle bus, come on, go down, click the link. All you have to do, put your name in, your email address, and your phone number. Why do we ask for your phone number? Because eventually we're going to have an app, and eventually you're going to need your phone number for the app. But until then, when I am not Google, we're not selling your information to China. Sign up for the email list. That's the only thing I ask of you from now on, okay? We don't need you to go buy t-shirts. We don't need you to do this. We don't need you to do that. All I'm asking for you is the email address. We can do that. We're good to go. But ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to talk about why you should stop lying to yourself, okay? Now, the reason why I bring this up, I met a guy. Couple months ago, this guy, you know, he said he had a heart attack, and he was talking to me a couple months ago, and he was blah blah blah. You know, you got to eat salad, you got to do this, you got to do that. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. A bada bing, a bada boom. Hey, I'm gonna be the picture of health. I'm gonna be Richard Simmons. I'm gonna be Ronnie Coleman. I'm gonna be this workout machine. Saw the guy last night. 2 months later. He smelled like cigarette smoke. He tasted like cigarettes, Lieutenant Dan. That's for you Forrest Gump fans. He smelled like a smoker. And then I just thought to myself, and he was like, "What's up, man?" I said, "Hey, what's up, man?" I said, "Look at this guy. He's been smoking 2 months ago. He had a whole story. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Man, it's changed my life. Blah, 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 blah." He's back to the same old nasty habits. Let me tell you something. Smoking is nasty. You can get offended all you want. Smoking, gross. Okay, smoking cigarettes, and they cigarettes stink. Okay, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news for you marijuana smokers. The government, especially in America, the government then got a hold of marijuana. If I was you, and I ain't your daddy. I could be, but I ain't. I'm just telling you up front. I wouldn't smoke it, bucko. When the government get a hold of stuff, forget about it, okay? So I would not smoke cigarettes, weed, any of that, you know. I would definitely stay away. But this guy, he came out, he smelled like cigarette smoke. And I thought to myself, ah, come on, buddy. What happened? What happened? Listen, he went back. He went back to them old ways. He went back to them old nasty habits. It happens to all of us. It has happened to each and every one of us. We say we're going to stay away from the, you know, I ain't eating no more, you know, dot, dot, dot. I'm done with this, dot, dot, dot. You know, I ain't eating no more Popeyes, you know, no more chicken for me, buddy. You know, you find yourself back eating chicken and you're like, what happened? I told myself I was going to stop eating chicken. You know, these things happen. But I'm telling you all this for a reason. I'm telling you all this because whenever you tell yourself you're going to do something and you don't get it done, the thing that you have to do is you have to stop. You have to say, you know, you have to apologize. You know, you don't have to apologize to anybody in the world, but apologize to yourself. If it happens once, recognize it. Don't be one of these people who put your head in the sand about everything, okay? Do not put your head in the sand. You say, it sucks. This sucks. I can't believe this happened. What can I do to get back on the boat? It's like being an alcoholic. You're an alcoholic. You fall off the wagon. You have a drink. You know, call somebody or talk to somebody. But you know, you recognize that you had a drink. You recognize it. You say, I can't believe what made me do blah 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 blah. You know, we all promise ourselves stuff, and we all miss the mark. You know, it happens. But the thing about it is you can't dwell on it. You can't, you know, oh, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. You know, the more woe is me you do, the more woe is me you do, the worse off you will be, okay? Listen, I remember I told myself for 6 months, you know, I remember I did a few episodes of this award-winning podcast, and then I stopped, and I said, I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to get back on it next week. Next week turn into the next week. Next week turn into the next week. And before I knew it, boys and girls, it was 6 months later. And I was like, man, I really just got to stop lying to myself. We either pissing or we getting off the pot. Okay. And I said, you know what? We're gonna do this. We're gonna record every day for the next 100 days. And you know, for the first 3 months, I recorded. I was on top of it. Recorded, and I got to the 100-day mark, and I said, you know what, I'm going to take a day off. It was a lot of recording going on, and so you have to set goals for yourself, you know, we all know this, but the reason why you want to, you don't have to, well, I would say write them down, but, you know, set some goals for yourself, and the most important thing you can do is set a timetable, because a lot of times we say, man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and when you never put the time on it, when you never put any skin on it, you never put no money on it, no time on it, a date on it, you're not going to do it. You're just going to keep talking to yourself, and it's going to sound good, you know. Man, I'm going to go ahead and lift these weights soon, my boy. And it's like, when you going to lift them weights, Ken Folk? And it's like, you never get started. And so you just have to stop lying to yourself. You know, we've all been there. We've all done it. But the truth of the matter is you recognize it. You say, hey, I've been lying to myself about X, Y, Z. Now, sometimes there are some things that you just don't want to do. I kept trying to tell myself, man, I got to get on TikTok and promote the show. You know, I ain't finna get on TikTok. I've stopped lying to myself about that. I'm not going to get on TikTok. You know, we posted on, it's on the Spotify, it's on the YouTube, you know, building the website, it's going to be on there, it's going to be other places, but TikTok, nope, it ain't going to happen. I just stopped lying to myself. Maybe one day I'll pay somebody, but as far as me trying to do it, it ain't going to happen. I just stopped lying to myself. No, I told myself I was going to stop drinking soda. I have reduce the soda drinking a lot. a lot. Every now and then, just like my parents, I'm going to see my parents this weekend. We're going to share a nice Pepsi drink, me and my mama. It's just what we do. And I'm going to, after that, it's going to be no more soda for a little while, you know? But I never say never about soda because, you know, it's all right. But I reduced it, you know? You have to tell yourself, you know, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But the thing is, a lot of times we grandstand and we tell ourselves, I'm shutting all of this down. And you know good and well, you're not going to shut all this down. You know, it's like, I look at Instagram every blue moon. My wife, she said, I've been sending you some memes. You haven't seen them. I saw you. I deleted it like a week ago. Let me upload it so I can look at them. I don't go on there every day. I'm not going to go on there every day. I don't have to. But every now and then she says, I've sent you some stuff. You know, it'd be a few days. So every few days I get go on there and look at the stuff she sent, delete it, and go back. You know, I'm cutting off all social media. I'd be lying to myself. And you don't want to do that. And you don't want to lie to yourself. Because the more you lie to yourself, the more you're like, oh, man. You get down, and then it spirals out of control. And so you want to avoid that, you know. You don't have to lie to yourself, but you have to be realistic with yourself. You know, you know your strengths, you know what you struggle with, you know what you're good at, and you need to focus on that and say, hey, I want, you know, reward yourself. If I do XYZ, then I get to do 10 minutes on my stupid computer playing Fortnite or whatever your thing is you like to do, you know. As I told you, at least once a week, I watch an episode of Andy Griffith. I'm like, hey, man, I've been working hard. Let me relax for 30 minutes. Let me kick back, take it back to the 60s. Watch an episode of Andy Griffith. It normally turns into two episodes, but that's okay. You know, now I take a few notes, you know, every now and then I'm like, I might include this into an episode in the future. You know, it's just the way it is. Every now and then I'm like, hey, my wife is like, let's watch a movie. Every now and then I'm like, all right, let's watch a movie. I've been working hard. Why not? I used to watch a whole lot more movies, but now I watch them and I'm, you know, take a few notes. I'm like, let me take a few marketing notes. So, you know, you don't have to just completely throw everything away, you know, but in order for you to really get to where you want to go, you have to cut back on some things, and that's okay. But don't lie to yourself. Don't tell yourself you're never going to do this. You're never going to do that. Then you just be a liar, you know. You ain't a liar. Don't lie to yourself. The worst thing you can do is lie to yourself. You know, of course, we all lie to people. We've all been in relationships where you're like, you know, I got to get out of here, you know? And they say, what's wrong? And you go, you know, you just come up with an excuse. It's not nice, but it happens, you know? Sometimes you want to avoid hurting people's feelings, so. We're all liars, you know. We've all lied. It's okay, but don't lie. Lying to yourself hurts more than lying to others. Okay, I'm just telling you a fact. You know, it might sound selfish, but it's just the fact. It's just the truth of life. You know, because you beat yourself up more when you lie to yourself. You know, yeah, I don't lie to my wife. I don't lie to my wife no more. But you know, in my younger days, to avoid, you know, I remember one time it was this girl I was dating, and it wasn't nothing wrong with her, but you can't tell people that. You say, you know, I think you're great, but I just don't want to be with you. I don't feel nothing, you know? And so, she said, you know, is it somebody else? And I said, yeah, somebody else, man. I've been seeing somebody else, you know? She got mad, and I said, she'd get all pissed off, you know? But, and then she'll move on quickly because she think I've been cheating on her, you know? But I really wasn't cheating on her. I just said, yeah. I mean, I've been seeing somebody else. I ain't been seeing nobody. I just wanted to get out of there. And, you know, it sounds bad, but it's just the way it is sometimes. I mean, we lie, you know, and it's natural. It's not, you know, the more I read the Bible and I'm like, you know, God already knows that, you know, we are sinful by nature, you know, and it's you know, we all have a little wickedness inside of all of us. You know, everybody has goodness inside of them, but everybody can be a little deceitful. You know what I'm saying? And so you can't beat yourself up whenever you tell a fib to yourself. You know, you can't beat yourself up whenever you lie to somebody. You could say, all right, let's not do this again. Let's correct this. Let's not make this a mistake again. And then you move forward, you know. The best thing you can do in life is to live in the present moment, you know. The past is the past. Yes, sometimes it sucks. But the best thing you can do is forget about it, move on, say, man, please don't let me lie like this again, you know. As I told you before, I've made great strides in my life when it comes to lying to myself, you know, and all this. I don't do it anymore. I know that there are certain things that I'm gonna do. Like I told you before, every now and then I'm gonna drink a soda. It's just the nature of the beast, you know. It's a time honored tradition with my mom. You know, she's like, let's drink a cold Pepsi together. It's like her version of drinking a beer. You know what I mean? So I sit there with her and drink a soda. My dad, he's like, hey, let's drink a beer. Okay, let's drink a beer. You know. And they're my parents. And with my wife, we've always sat around, watched TV, made running commentary together. I can't give that up. I don't watch TV as much. But with my wife, every now and then, let's watch a TV show, you know? And so that's that. I'm not saying I'm completely giving up on this, completely giving up on that. No, I'm not going to lie to myself. And you shouldn't lie to yourself either. Now, I know this episode is a little, you know, what does that have to do with marketing? You ask yourself, what does this have to do with marketing? This is about entrepreneurship. This is more on the entrepreneur side of things because, you know, you told yourself, I'm going to start this business. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You've written all these goals down and you haven't hit any of them. The point of this episode is, to do not feel bad if you have not gotten things done the way you expect them to. Sometimes you have to go and evaluate yourself and see why am I. Sometimes we waste time sometimes. Write down the time that you waste sometimes and you'll be amazed at the things you can actually get done, you know. And sometimes you think it's money, but you don't need a lot of money to get started on certain things, you know. You can go to Upwork, you can go to Fiverr, you can always get stuff for the cheap, or you can always do some work, you know, and get paid. You know, there's always ways to make money, okay? And so a lot of times when you start on this journey, because entrepreneurship, creating a business, creating a product, creating content, it's unknown. So you're going out in the wilderness and you don't know what's gonna happen. Some of you going to take off. Some of you going to, you know, start doing a YouTube channel. And a month later, you'll have like 200,000 subscribers. Who knows? Some of you are going to be 4 years later and you're going to have 1,000 subscribers. And you're going to say, what's going on? And it's okay. But the point of all this is, it doesn't matter. What matters is if you feel like you have a journey and you feel like you're on a mission. And there's nothing better than to never stop in the mission. The only time you should feel bad about yourself is when you quit something, okay? Other than that, never feel bad about, you know, hey, I was going to get 1,000 subscribers this month. And let's say you got 750. Yeah, you didn't meet your goal, but you got 750 subscribers. That's important, okay? So, there are goals. You're going to want to get those goals started. There are goals that you are going to want to hit. There are things that you are going to want to do. There are things that you are going to give up. And there are times you're going to tell yourself, I'm going to give up all of this. You know, you're going to go to the extreme, you know, and you're going to feel like you lied to yourself. And you probably did, but it's okay. I'm telling you, it's okay. Okay. Entrepreneurship is not a straight It's not a straight path. You know, there's not a straight path. Listen, I'm going to be very frank with you right now. There's not a straight path to much of anything in life, okay? Relationships, some of them are not a straight path. There are going to be times Well, you think this relationship I'm in right now absolutely sucks. And you have to evaluate. Is it me? Is it just a time? Is it just a dry period? Because there are highs and there are lows in relationships, you know. Sometimes you might think, oh man, it's getting a little boring, you know. It's okay. It might be just you, okay? A lot of times it is just you. But the main thing is always be evaluating. Always be thinking ahead. Always be like, you know, what can I do to really jumpstart this business? What can I do to really jumpstart my content creation? What can I do to jumpstart my life? What can I do, you know? Write stuff down. You know, don't make all these declarations, you know. Don't tell the whole world. By 2025, I'm going to have more YouTube subscribers than Mr. Beast, because we both know that ain't going to happen for you, okay? Mr. Beast has like 30 million subscribers, I think, or maybe more than that. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, you know, go forth, young man, young woman. Go forth. Go on the journey. There are gonna be times where you feel like you lied to yourself, and you probably have. But what I'm saying is, don't feel bad. Come back, bounce back, and keep it pushing. Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, the lying to yourself episode is over with. Okay, and we will be back tomorrow with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then. My name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. As I told you in the beginning, go down to the link. Sign up for the emails. Become a marketing mover today. And we will be back tomorrow with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.